Today's message, ironically on the last day of this year, is forgetting those things behind. Forgetting those things behind. A very familiar verse in Philippians 3rd chapter, verse 13 and 14. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do know, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the prize. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is forever settled in heaven. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. We ask you, Father God, to help us, Father God, to look at your word and help us look toward the hills which come with our help. We ask you in Jesus' name to do a great work in us for the coming year. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Here we are at the last day of the year. You know, most people, for the last day of the year, they go to something called resolutions. You know, you hear, I'm a resolute steer. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do more of this and do more of that. I'll be honest with you. Quite frankly, I've never been a fan of resolutions. Amen. And I just tell you why, friends, I feel like this. If you're going to do it, you're going to do it. If you're not, you're not. You're in between, you're going to do it. You're not, you're not. You know? So I have never been a fan of resolutions. But, I mean, for those who make those resolutions, praise God, that's fine. That's all good. But, you know, we want to talk about today forgetting those things which are behind. I sometimes think the body of Christ are sometimes stuck in what I call quicksand Christianity. And what I mean by that is this. We focus so much on the past. The past. We are constantly going back and going back. It's almost like you're doing Christianity moonwalking like Michael Jackson used to do. You continue to go backwards and backwards, looking at the past, looking at the past. Well, the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. Because, my friends, nothing behind you, listen, nothing behind you is going to brighten your future for tomorrow. Nothing behind you. You have to lay it aside. You know, the Bible said, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. Lay it aside, forgetting those things from behind. The Bible said, I'm going to do a new thing. Amen. Praise God. In order for God to do a new thing, we have to forget the past. Listen at this in your notes. Another year has passed, and we're here, and we are another year closer to eternity, and we are. Of course, this is time for resolutions. Hopefully, we can examine ourselves on a daily basis rather than as an empty annual ritual. No, there is. Well, let me see. I'll just see. Well, I won't say anything. That's a ritual. Well, we know it or not, if we get to a place where we think we have arrived spiritually, we will cease to grow in the Lord. When we admit that there are areas where we need to grow, that's a sign of Christian maturity. Christian maturity, my friends, when you ever get to the place, you know, you have to lay things aside, forget the past, forget the past. Do not let the past be a part of your present or your future. Then you can lay those things aside. You can lay those things aside. Number one, in your notes, we must forget past failures. Past failures. Listen at this. In 1 John, the first chapter, verse 7 in the New King James, but if we walk in the light, as he is in light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from sin. The blood of Jesus still avails to cover my sin. God looks at me through the blood of Jesus and find me complete. Complete. Now, friends, if we focus so much on our failures, and the body of Christ, you know, has a real, real sad way of looking at our past failures. Past failures. I didn't do this. I should have done this. If I'd have said this, I would have said this. See, listen, if you continue to focus on your past failures, watch this, you'll begin to build a storehouse of failure. And then that storehouse become a warehouse. And then that warehouse become a museum. And then the museum will have statues of failures. You know, one stand right here. I failed. Do you see me? I failed. Do you see me here? Over and over and over again, friends, we focus so much on the past failures. We cannot focus on our failures, my friends. You know, if Jesus has forgiven you, has covered you with his blood, has said, okay, I still love you, complete in me, why can't we forget? Why can't we forget past failures? My friends, I tell you, you can look past your failures and stay there and stay there. You'll find yourself just standing in the same old place, doing the same old thing. And you know, after a while, you'll get an instrument. And you'll be playing that same old simple song. I mean, tonight, throughout America, everybody is going to be playing Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne. I used to listen to that song. And you know, for some people, when they sing it, it's a beautiful song. Don't get me wrong. I like it, Auld Lang Syne. But my friends, we're not talking about just Auld Lang Syne. We're talking about spiritual things. We're talking about things that count for time and eternity. We're talking about our lives, my friends, where failure in the past cannot grip our hearts or our mindset or our focus, praise God. You know, you can be so indulged in failure, and you listen. See, you'll lay down at night talking about failure. You wake up in the morning talking about failure, and you can't even sleep because you're thinking about failure. And you know what that brings? It brings heart attacks. It brings strokes. Friends, listen, you can worry yourself right into the hospital. Amen. Well, Pastor Paul, that sure is an encouraging word for New Year's Eve. But I'm just saying, friends, listen, you can worry yourself to death. Amen. Focus so much on what you didn't do, what you could not do. Do you realize some of it wasn't your fault? Amen. Some things just happen, friends. And you know, we take the hammer out of our hand, keep beating ourselves. You know, you see people doing this all the time. You know, just beating on their head. Well, your head is soft enough. Why beat it? Amen. Friends, it's not going to change anything. Forget the past. Forget the failures. And say, you know, praise God, I stomped my toe over here, but praise God, I'm going to dust myself off and get up, glory to God. And Father, you have a way for me, a right for me, and you have direct my steps, and glory to God, I'm stepping out in glory in the name of Jesus. I'm forgetting my past failures because the past is the past. Amen. The past is the past. We must forget past failures. Number two, we must forget past hurts and snubs from friends. Oh, now, here we go now. Oh, Pastor Paul, I'm glad I came today. I got a friend. You know what? Save it. Just save it. Friends, it's not going to do you any good to bring them up, run them down, rest them, put them in a washer, put them in a dryer, hang them out on the sink, beat them down the ground, and hope that some dog come and pull it down off your clothes hanger. Amen. You can't do it, friends. You see, listen, friends who snub you and hurt you, who are dear to you, that's a jolt. I mean, imagine a friend of yours, a close friend of yours, betray your trust, hurt you to the very core of your heart, a family member. Someone say, what? My own family? Friends, family, snub and hurt you. But friends, we can't go into a new year wondering about what are they going to do or how are we going to deal with them. Turn them over to the Lord. Turn them over to the Lord. And praise God while you turn them over, turn yourself over also. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Amen. How many know we all have cavities or Achilles that we can work on, praise God? And when the Bible says examine yourself, and listen, when the Bible says examine yourself, honey, it's just not a communion Sunday. That's every day. Amen. And when you're talking about getting hurt, past hurt by friends, and see some of our friends and people that snubbed and hurt us, we wear on our feelings the whole year. And then you know what we do? We write a biography of the past. We type a past. We hide a book, a past, of hurts from our friends, the people that are dear to us. And you know something? Friends, if you not watch it, that will cripple you. Cripple your walk in the Lord. Cripple your faith. Cripple things that God has called you to do. And see, you cannot do those things God has called you to do, my friends, when someone has caused you to stomp your toe and you can't let it go. Someone who has snubbed you, hurt you, dear to you. You know, I guarantee you, a lot of you has laid down and cried at night wondering, how could they do that to me? Some of you, I guarantee you, are at the place where you know that you know in your heart, it's time to let it go. It's time. In fact, it's overtime. Amen. It's time to let it go, friends. Letting go of the past. Forgetting those things which are behind. From friends who snubbed and hurt us. And listen at this. Dwelling on perceived or real hurts and slights does nothing but sap my strength and my joy. You ever been there before? Just imagine, just sap your strength and your joy. You know, instead of you being a joyful person, you just be snubbed. Someone said, what's wrong with you? Nothing. They know you're lying. What's wrong with you? Nothing. They know you lied again. But you know something? Your strength and your joy has been taken from you because of that person or that friend who snubbed and hurt you, friends. And I understand it. I've been there. I've done that. But you know some friends, when you wear your feelings on your sleeve every day, you can just be prepared. You might as well just roll up your sleeve and cut your arms off. Because things are going to happen. But we can't live there, friends. We can ill afford to just camp out in hurts from friends who snubbed and hurt and disappoint us. You know, I think about Jesus said, you know, you will suffer persecution. And see, when it comes to word suffering, the body of Christ, oh, Pastor Paul, you know, just leave that suffering. I'm dismissing myself right now. I don't want to talk about suffering for the Lord. I tell you what, friends, keep living. As I always tell her, just keep living. You haven't seen nothing yet. Amen. Because there will come a time, my friend, when someone dear to your heart will hurt you, snub you, and you will wonder why. And then you know something? If you don't watch the enemy will tell you this in a quiet, dark, in a quiet place. He will tell you, see what serving the Lord will get you. Amen. If you don't watch it, then you'll start mocking the body of Christ, your brothers and your sisters who love you. See, listen. The enemy will use anyone he wants, my friend, to destroy you. He doesn't care. And some of the people that hurt you, he's using them, but they don't even know. Are you with me? They don't understand they're being used by the enemy. They're in darkness. They're blind. They're worldly scales on the eyes, my friends. Their spirit man is blind. Are you listening? They can't help what they do. You know what you should do for them? Pray for them. Lord, I pray that the scales of their eyes be removed in Jesus' name. Somewhere, somehow, my friend, you will see a change. And you know what they'll do? They'll come and tell you somewhere down the line, after you forgot it. You know what? I remember so-and-so I hurt you. I just want to tell you, I am so sorry. You know, people have done that 2-3 years later, and you forgot it. And, well, I remember when I did so-and-so. And see, women, bless their heart, you know, it's more a personal thing for them and a very delicate thing, a sensitive thing. Guys kind of be like Rambo, oh, well, so? Amen. But for a woman of God, it hurts because, you know, their makeup is different from ours. And that doesn't mean we don't hurt. Don't mean it. Don't listen. Don't write me no letter. So, Pastor Paul, I just found out I can say anything I want to my husband because he's a man. He ain't going to hurt. No. I'm not saying that. No, not at all. Don't begin to castrate your husband because he's a man and he can wear his feelings anywhere. He's John Wayne. No, he's not. Amen. There are sensitive men in the body of Christ. There are sensitive men who has hearts. You sold me a man who won't cry, who won't weep, who can't be broke down. I show you a man who's just wearing pants.
Amen.
Come on now. I thought I'd get more witness from the ladies than that. Amen. But, you know, friends, you can't wear your feelings on your sleeve, the bottom line, from friends or people who will hurt you because you'd be disappointed. Forget those things who's hurt you or snub you. Amen. We must quit wasting energy on things that we cannot do nothing about. Everybody said amen about that. That's half of you. Thank you. And concentrate on the one who holds all power of heaven and earth. In Hebrews, the first chapter, verse 11, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I mean, he does it all. He can do it all. But friends, you know, you have to let God in sometime. Praise God. Some of us, sometime we keep our heart closed to God. He's constantly knocking. Sometimes you're uneasy in your sleep. You say, I couldn't sleep last night. Could it be sometime, my friend, that God is trying to deal with you about your past? Let it go. Amen. And then we're stiff neck and hard head. We don't want to let it go. And they even wonder why the results are so out of order. Friends, you know what? You can be your worst enemy by not forgetting the past. By not forgetting the past. Pastor Paul, you know it's easier said than done. You're a pastor. You know it's easier for you. No, it's not. Honey, let me tell you something. I walk in the same shoes, the same feet, the same thing you do every day. Don't look up here for 1 minute and think I got it made in the shade. It is no shade. In fact, for me, it's a real challenge. You know what? Because I'm looked at different. Amen. Especially my job out there. You know, God told me, you're a man of the cloth, huh? I said, what, tablecloth? Sometimes you just have to toss it back the way they put it out there. But he was being sarcastic. But you know what I did? I said, no, I'm not a man of the cloth. I said, I'm a pastor of a church, so. Oh, okay. He says, I guess I'm going to have to watch how I say things around you now. I said, why? He said, well, you're a man of the cloth. I'm sorry, you're a pastor, so, you know, I got to respect a man because a man upstairs may get me. I said, who's the man upstairs? Your neighbor? Huh? I said, sir, let me just say this. Apparently you have some inkling and understanding of who God is. So if you really know who he is, just call him God. Don't be ashamed. It's not a man upstairs. He's God. And see, don't have anything to do with me being a pastor. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to stand before him, not me. And not a man of the cloth. Not a tablecloth. Amen. Number three, we must forget past blessings and achievements. Blessings and achievements. Listen at this. While we appreciate it, we can't live on yesterday's manna. We need fresh oil from the throne of God today. Psalms 92nd chapter, verse 10. But my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. Anointed with fresh oil. You know, friends, you know, the word of God is new every day. His mercies are new every day. But my friends, you think for one moment we can live on the same thing, the same word. My friends, I'm going to tell you right now, you have got to get fresh manna. You got to dig. You got to be a navigator for the glory of God. You got to get in the scripture. You got to get the word of God in you. You got to get a fresh anointing, praise God. And we can't look past, well, praise God, Brother Paul, in 1992, the Lord anointed me. Well, friends, I'll be honest with you. 1992 don't have anything to do with 2017. Amen. And I can tell you right now from personal experience, when you're saved, and you see where you come from that time you're saved to right now, you can say, well, you know, I can't live on what yesterday taught me when I got saved. I mean, the things I got, when I got saved in 1986, I sat on the word of God for about a year and a half. I mean, those things at that time was good for me at that time. But my friends, you can't live off old mama. Praise God, you need fresh oil from the throne of God. And praise God, if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he'll exalt you. But praise God, sometime, my friends, you just got to fall on your face. Amen. It's something about fighting your battle on your knees. Lord, I need a fresh dose of your oil from heaven. I need a fresh dose of oil from heaven. And you know something? God will provide it. He'll provide it. And we can't start comparing past blessings with today. Amen. That's a tragic thing. The body of Christ, they do themselves a grave, sad disservice because they are looking back. It's like Lot's wife. You know, God told them when they flee the city not to look back. And she looked back. Guess what? She turned to a pillar of salt. Pastor Paul, you mean if I look back in another city, I'm going to turn to a pillar of salt? No. But friends, I'm telling you, we can't look back in the past of past blessings, past achievements. It's old. I mean, you know what? If that was the case, when I got hired in New United Motors in 1986, you think I'm sitting up here right now talking about, oh, you know, 1986, glory to God, so and so. No. That was once upon a time. And while it's good to reflect, my friends, it's okay to reflect. But you can't put in the parking brake and reflect forever. Somewhere you got to get out of it. You got to move on. And ask God to direct your steps. He said the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And praise God, my friends, take it from me. If he order your steps, if you ask him to order your steps, he'll order your steps. And I said, let the Lord order your steps, not your friends. Amen. I said this once, I'll say it again. We put so much stock into people, friends, and less stock into one who has it all. We believe them and won't believe him. My friends, that's sad. Come on now. Imagine putting so much stock in what someone else said. And guess what? They need the same Lord that you do. And that we put stock in them. Well, Pastor Paul, you know, I'm sorry, brother, but I know them 3 decades. I trust them with all my heart. There's your problem, friend. And listen, this is taking nothing away from your friend. But my friend, we'll learn today, God is a jealous God. He said, thou shalt have no other God before me. That means friends. That we lean and depend on and think we'll get an answer from God. When he says, come unto me, not them, but him. I know it's a sobering kind of message because you know something? If you don't understand my heart, you think I'm saying, get rid of your friends, get rid of all that. No, that's not what I'm saying. Friends, it's a spiritual perspective in life that we have to truly, truly come to place in our hearts. Is he Lord and Master? Or is he just a figure of speech? Is he the Redeemer or Savior? Or is it a figure of speech? Do we come here because we love him? Or it's just Sunday morning? Come on now. See, friends, some things have to change. Amen. Things cannot remain the same, especially forgetting the past. Forgetting the past. Number 4, we must make a thorough examination of ourselves. A thorough examination of ourselves. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 12, therefore let him who thinks he stand, take heed lest he fall. In other words, praise God, you know, if you feel that you've arrived and you all right and you all that in a bag of chips, praise God. And, you know, right now, Pastor Paul, I've been saved for 20 years. There you go, looking back. Looking back. And see, when you begin to look back so much, friends, you're setting yourself up for a fall. You know why? Because the enemy is the author of deception. He's the author of deception and decline. He's also the author of making you look at, oh, well, you're okay. And here's this one. And this is a figure of speech in the body of Christ. God knows my heart. And you know something? The Bible said the heart is very deceptive. Who can know it? Okay? Now, if we take a thorough examination, how much can we say right now, truthfully, you know, I need to lay this aside. I need to lay that a pass. That should be a pass. That's a thorough examination of our heart, friends. A thorough examination. And you know, when I said take a thorough examination, ask the Lord to put his searchlight on your heart. And close your eyes because you don't want to see what he showed you. Amen. Because you know something? He's going to be transparent and real with you. Transparent and very real. And my friends, there are things God said, and he says it quietly. Haven't I told you about that before? Haven't we spoke about this before? Haven't you prayed enough about that before? It's time to forget the past. It's time. Make that thorough examination in your heart, my friend. Listen to this. This is a question I saw in my research. What are we doing about God saved us? Many of us are just stuck on salvation. Oh, Pastor Paul, I'm just saved on my way to heaven. The Bible said, work out your salvation, friends. And you know something? It's punching the clock every day for the glory of God. Not for the secular job, but for a job that counts for time and eternity. Amen. We got saved, and that's far we have gone with the Lord. Get at his feet and pursue him with all your heart. Then and only then can we forget what's behind us and look to what's ahead of us, pressing toward the prize. Forget what's behind us. You know, friends, it will take the hand of the Lord to help you forget some of your past, or failures, from friends to blessings and these things, because we can't live in the used to be. We have to live in the now and now. Amen. Now, you say, well, Pastor Paul, you know, there's some good things I remember from my past. All of us can say that. But my friends, you can't stake a claim into your past when your future is there. Amen. When the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward. Next week we're going to talk about running for the prize. Running. And praise God, friends, make no mistake about it. We are in a race to the end. A race. The body of Christ has been called into a race for the Lord Jesus. And my friends, in that race, he has given you an assignment. An assignment. And for that assignment to be carried out, we have to lay aside the past. Forget the past. Kick the past to the curve. Amen. And my friends, if you don't kick the past to a curve, you're going to bring the past with you. It's going to cloud your very vision for our future. And then you will wonder, what time is it? There's no clock ticking. Time has run out. And I pray in Jesus' name that we can lay aside our past, failures, snubs and hurts and friends, past blessings, and re-examine our heart, my friends. Take a close examination as we look to next year. Forget the past. Forget it. And let it go. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that your word is forever settled in heaven. We bless you and praise you, Father, as we examine ourselves. We can lay aside our past. We can lay aside those things that hinder us, that hurt us, that bruise us, Lord. We can come to your feet, Father God. We can get on our knees and look towards you. Help us, Father God, to lay aside those things that hinder us, broke us, keep us stagnant in the same old place. Help us, Father God, to make strides for you, that all that we do, in Jesus' name, amen.